From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Thank you for salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 19. You may be seated. Jesus and Zacchaeus. It looks like the younger ones are more energetic than the older ones. Maybe the Saturday afternoon will be more of the young people service. And then anybody above. That, yeah. Anybody above which age? Know your age. Yeah. Maybe that's the way forward. Because people get tired very easily. I have some very old people in the church. So maybe we have to consider them and do a thing. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1. The Bible says, then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. How many are rich? Only a few people are rich. How many are rich? Are rich. Wow. Yes. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was a little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And this is it. This is what the Son of Man came to do, and that is what we are also supposed to be doing, because we are representing the Son of Man in this 21st century. Hallelujah. Jesus and Zacchaeus. Now, this is a very interesting story about Jesus and a man who the Bible says was rich. He was the chief among the publicans. If you read more lighter versions, he says that he was the chief tax collector in the region. In other words, he was like the GRA boss. He was not just a tax collector like Matthew. Matthew was just a tax collector. But Zacchaeus was the chief. He was the chief. So he was the boss of Matthew and the like. In other words, yes, he was very rich. He was very, very rich. And the story, you know, the rationale behind this man and Jesus and his salvation is all about what he had. You see, because he was rich, If you look at what happened when he met Jesus, it tells you what he actually used to think and how he's thinking now. He used to think in a certain way because he had money. That is why when he met Jesus, one of the steps he took was to give away money. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say? He says, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Now, you may probably not get it until you realize that, or you hear that, there was a certain guy, the rich fool, who came to Jesus. And then Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, go and sell everything you have and become my disciple. And the guy couldn't handle it. It was too much. You see, because when people have money, they tend to find security and find kind of safety in the money and forget that anything else exists. Rich men are one of the people who go to hell. For those of us who want to be rich, I want to caution you. It's sometimes it's better you don't have what you have. There are many of you, if God was to open a door for you this year, You should know yourself. You should know what you can and what you cannot handle. It's true. So sometimes it's good to not have the things we want so that we will pray more. By the time you get the thing you want, you have become a prayerful person. Yeah. But you see, so some of us also, when we don't have the thing, we also don't pray. So that's why it takes even longer. Because God is trying to get you to be a prayerful person within that season. Meanwhile, you are more thinking and crying than praying. So it takes longer. It's a marathon. And then you cry. The guy had to restore. He had to think about money. You see, if Jesus comes to your life and Jesus saves you, why are you saying that you give people's money back to them? If it wasn't because your security and your assurance before Jesus was in the money. So there are many rich people around who don't believe in God, who don't think about church, who don't have time for church, who don't have time for God. But you see, if you look at riches, Jesus made, all the comments Jesus made about rich people was very negative. You want me to show you a scripture? I can show you one scripture. Mark chapter 10 and verse 24. Mark chapter 10, verse 24. What does the Bible say? Mark chapter 10 and verse 24. And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? I like how, you see, Jesus is making a little emphasis. If you can pick it up right now. It's good to be rich. I said it's good to be rich. How many are going to be rich? Don't die trying, no. Be rich. Kiara. Oh, Tiara. It's Tiara. Tiara. Yeah. Don't die trying. You must be rich. Riches is good. It's good to be rich because when you are rich, you can buy shoes. When you are rich, you can buy hair. Isn't it? Yeah, wigs. Yeah. Beautiful Patricia. Patri. You can travel. You can change your house every year. Christmas time, you take the old furniture and you put it outside. You tell Sivons to come for it. Yeah, I have people I can tell you, they have connections with Sivons. They can come and pick it up and throw it away for you. And you buy a new set. One time. Yeah. If you have money, you can. If you are rich, you can do so many things. In fact, if you are rich, you don't even go to the church. You can. Some of the pastors, you can make them come to your house to pray for you. You have church in your house. Yeah, personal pastor and personal preaching. Yeah, get the pastor cry. But you see, Jesus makes an emphasis, and I hope you are following, because if you are following, you will get the emphasis Jesus is making. Jesus said that, how hard is it for them that are rich? Not them that are rich, but them that trust in riches. The people who are rich, who go to hell and don't go to heaven, are those who are rich and trust in the riches. You see, in this life, the person you must trust and what you must trust is God, and it's in Jesus Christ. Not in what you have. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 11, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. Proverbs 18 and verse 11. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. And as an high wall in his own conceit, in his own delusion, in his own deception, his money is like a high wall in his own wealth. That's why I tell you that in Guyana, the walls we have is a jokey wall. I don't know when they are going to change it. But when I get a chance to build a wall, I'll build a high wall. You have to bring NDC to come and break it down. Because a wall that is high, it serves as a protection. But these walls that you can jump over, if you run hurdles before, hurdles, you go 110 hurdles, you just jump the wall. So you are actually not preventing thieves from coming into your house. You are actually encouraging them. You call that a fence. The Bible says, the rich man's wealth is a strong city. That is somebody who trusts in his riches. It's a strong city. A rich man. And he says that, and as a high wall, the money is also like a high wall. Have you not seen that when people are rich, they behave differently? Confidence. They talk to you anyhow. They behave anyway. They don't care about who you are. That's because they know that the money will save them. And it's true, because when you have money, you can, even as a pastor, you can get a personal pastor. I tell you. Yeah, not me, but you can get one. Yeah, I don't know about my pastors here, but not me. Yeah. He said, verse 12 says what? Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. You get it? If you go to Psalm 52 and verse 7, the Bible says, lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches. You see, that what makes the thing bad is the trust people put in what they have. And Zacchaeus was somebody like that until he met Jesus Christ. Now, you may be here this afternoon, and what you have, you may probably not have money. And sometimes, you see, it's very interesting that some of us don't have money. You actually don't have anything. But you trust so much in yourself. Huh? My brother, what actually prevents you from giving your heart to Jesus Christ? You don't have money. You are a conductor. You are a tout. You are a hustler. You are a dangle. You operate parking business. You don't have anything. You didn't go anywhere any far. Your job you have doesn't give you any money. So where is your security? Because even though Zacchaeus had money, for many people it's not money, it's just our pride. We are proud. Proud. What is church? Who is God? I mean, well, I believe in God, but I don't have time for church. No, church, not me. I will serve God in my own house. I don't need no pastor to serve God. I can pray at home. Somebody tell you a good day. You want me to come to church? I'll come a good day. Hey, I don't know when God created the 6 days and the 7 days of this world. I don't know which one he put good day in front. The Monday is a good day. The Tuesday is a good day. It's so fantastic how people trust in the little, almost the nothingness that they have. And that's what keeps them away from salvation. You see, even if you look at Zacchaeus' behavior before Jesus picked him out, he wanted to go and climb a tree. People were rushing to be with Jesus. And if you look at it, there are also, when it comes to meeting God and experiencing salvation, in trusting in what you have, it can be either internal or external. Sometimes people have external factors that prevents them from meeting God. And sometimes people have internal factors. If you look at Zacchaeus, externally he was short. His limitation was that he didn't have the height. But internally, which is most of the time the very important factor, internally, the feelings that people have, what prevents people from coming to God, coming to church, fellowshipping, it's some things that are in people's hearts and people's lives. And most of it is pride. But this afternoon, I want you to look at yourself and compare yourself to God. Anytime you think that you have something, you have to compare yourself with God. Don't compare yourself with your neighbor. All right. Anytime you compare yourself with your fellow human being, you will think that you are great. You will think that you are something. If you see the ladies in front here, if they were to compare themselves with themselves, I'm sure one person will say, oh, okay, my hairstyle is better. Or maybe I look better. Or I am taller than you. Or maybe my bag is nicer than your bag. Or maybe, you know, they could. If they were to compare themselves with themselves, they will have reasons why they should feel good. But if you were to compare yourself with God, then you realize that God doesn't wear wigs. God doesn't have any extensions. Naturally, his hair is long. There's no extensions needed. Where is your trust in? You have some people who just go to some small school and they trust in their education. You see, the difference, I don't know if you got the difference. The difference is the trust we put in the things we have. Because it is the trust that actually prevents us from coming to God and receiving salvation. It is when you take the trust away, then your trust is actually like a navigator. It's looking for somewhere to trust. The Bible said that curse is to anybody who trusts in man. So trust is something you exercise. But it needs to go into the right thing. And the only place your trust must go, or the only person your trust must go into, is God Almighty himself. Not in the money. I mean, like Zacchaeus. Like Zacchaeus, we can't talk about money at all. I don't know how many of you here have a Mitsubishi Land Cruiser Prado parked outside. Let's be serious. As you were invited to church, the lady who actually invited you, you had to actually pick her into your Land Cruiser Prado. And you parked outside. In fact, your driver is inside. The engine is on. He's waiting for you to come and for him to take you. How many of us came like that? PPXX. That's your number plate. There's no vehicle outside. No bicycle. Even two-wheel bicycle. Not four-wheel. Two-wheel. There's no bicycle outside. I see a few motorbikes. Maybe what you came with is a motorbike. But if it rains right now, you see how you find shelter. Yeah. You think you are beautiful? You think you are pretty? Let's go for a beauty contest and let's see. Beauty is in the eyes of the person who is beholding.
What is beautiful to you may not be beautiful to me.
Yeah. I mean, Goldfinger chose her. Maybe I won't choose her. Billy chose her. Yes. The love of Billy's life. The only sugar in my tea. The only mosquito in my net. Oh my God. The bright morning star.
But if we were to ask Pastor Calvin, he chose Aquila.
Yeah. Extra large. Bosom majesty.
So are you talking about beauty? Let's not go there. So number one, we're talking about riches. What actually does not make you want to come to church? What actually doesn't make you come to God? You were a CEO? You're a chief executive officer? Your managers are waiting for you for a meeting, and therefore you have to leave before I finish preaching? That's how some people behave when they come to church. They get up and they go. As if there's a board meeting. The people, there's a PowerPoint presentation. All the managers have come from Esikubo. 10 regions. Everybody is represented. They are waiting for you, and the pastor is wasting your time. So you are getting up to go into the meeting to talk about economic depreciation and fluctuation and economical something. Even Form 3, you didn't finish. Let's be serious.
You see, when they started teaching the fractions, they say 1 over 2 plus 2, 1 over 2. Then you say, you don't upon them things.
I don't think so far.
You did think so far. You don't think so far, madness.
So, you don't have money. You are not the manager of any company. You don't have people you are managing. You are not so, you are important to yourself, but not so important to the society. That, what do you have? Ladies and gentlemen, let's be real. What do you have? We are all humble people. We are trying to start life. We are trying to do something for ourselves. We are all just trying. And you're trying and trying to do something. That's when you need God. That's when you need Jesus Christ. The Bible says without Jesus, you can do nothing. Can't do nothing. Can't do anything. Yeah, he said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain, they'll not build it. There is nothing in your life that you don't need God to be involved in. So when Jesus says, come unto me, Jesus is calling you, don't sit there and say, oh, me, God, church, no, me, God, you got time. What would you do that you don't have time for God?
Sunday morning you can't wake up, but you are sleeping in a room like you are in jail. There are 20 people in the room. I don't understand why you can sleep so good in such a room. 25 people. The toilet that you use, everybody in the house, all the 30 people in the house sit on the toilet. As somebody is on, you are standing at the door knocking. If anyone will hear your voice and open the door. Yeah, there's a line. Yeah. You've taken a ticket, number 24. You're waiting to enter the toilet. One toilet for everybody. A toilet that is outside, not even inside. I beg you, please. Let's be serious. Let's be honest. What do we have that we can't really be serious with God? What do we have? Some of you, some girl you have. Maybe you're a boy here, some girl you have. Some ugly girl.
When she say, nah, me ain't going nowhere, that's all. You two, you ain't going nowhere. You made some ugly girl control your life. You tell her, babes, we could go to church on Sundays. Nah, me like church. You don't like church. Some girl who doesn't wash her, who doesn't have teeth, that doesn't wash, what doesn't wash things. You need pressure wash to wash there now and then. Ask your neighbor, what prevents you from accepting God into your life? What prevents you? What? Some people say, I work. You work. As what? Please. You work as what? Please ask your neighbor, what job do you, what is it? What do you do? What do you do? As, if you look at it, you see, we have our church here in East La Penitence. It is not rich people who come to our church. All the people who come to the church, I know them. They are not rich people. They are people who God is actually working on to become better and greater someday. That is the kind of people we have. So when you come and sit here you don't come to, I don't see why. What your trust is in that you can't give your. You see, one day if you don't change your mind on time, one day you'll be dead. You realize that even shoes you can't take with you. Have you not been to these funerals at the parlor where you see flies going on people's face? How does it make you feel when you see a fly going to somebody's face? You should think that you too, you'll be lying down there one day like that. Flies. And then the people who say they love you, they buy some Chinese perfume. two for a thousand. An ugly wig. And they put them in, they come and they... Where is your trust now? Where is that money? Where is that job? Where is that girl? Where is that business? Where is all the things that when you were alive, it kept you busy that you did not have time for God? Where are all those things? Where are all those things now? If I see my brother at the back there, look at him. It looks like he came from work. Somebody will tell you, man, let me go and bathe, man. Church, man. But you don't know. You don't know. As we allow you to go and bathe, you can easily be drowned in the water. As you are bathing, the water will flood and you drown. Now, when you see somebody like that, you see how open he is. Because many people will not come to church with long boots and a bag behind him like that. You want to go home and bathe and come. To feel nice. Oh yeah, I think I was saying, maybe there's some sisters, you know, around me, and I don't want to go like this. So some sisters gonna look at me and I thank you. Zacchaeus was very rich. When people are rich, it prevents them from receiving Jesus Christ. Just as some people are rich, some people also have other things. Some people have lifestyles. They have jobs. They are looking for money. They are entangled in businesses. They have visions. They have aspirations. They have things they want to achieve in life. And therefore, they don't have time. But don't wait until it is late to give your life to Christ. I want you to stand to your feet at this time. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Your feet. Close your eyes, if you will. Just close your eyes. Zacchaeus must have realized at a point in his life that with all his riches, he still needed something.
you are still hungry, you are still thirsty. No matter the amount of money you have, no matter the amount of achievements you make in this world, it's only Jesus. The Bible says, Christ in you, the only hope of glory. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are thirst and hunger for righteousness' sake. Blessed are those. You are here tonight. If a rich man was not satisfied, but just heard about Jesus and wanted to just have a glimpse of Jesus, he could have just stayed home and watched TV. He could have just stayed home and played some game with his family. He could have done so many things, but you can see that Zacchaeus, even though he had money, he was still empty. You're still searching. Tonight, I don't know what you're looking for. I don't know if you feel satisfied with your life. I don't know if you're happy with how things are going on with you. But tonight, somebody is calling you to give you satisfaction. His name is Jesus. He says, if you want, if you will, if you give him a chance, he will come into your life. He will come into your heart. He will quench the thirst. He will give you what you've been looking for. The only thing any man is looking for is love. Bible says, for God so loved the world, the greatest of all loves comes from God. His arms are open wide and he's calling you tonight. Bishop, please pray for me. I need God. I need God. I may have a few things. I may not even have anything. But I'm still looking. I'm still empty. I'm dry. I need God. I want Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Giver of Life, the one who sustains me, the one who gives us things freely to enjoy. I need Jesus Christ in my life and in my heart tonight. If you are here like that, I want to pray with you. You are empty. You are empty, irrespective of all the things you have. You're still empty. You're still searching. Your searching is coming to an end tonight, because Jesus is the end of every search. You are here like that. You need God. You want God. You don't want to die and go to hell. You want to change your mind. You want to repent of your sins. Tonight, God is calling you. Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my life. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here like that, every eye closed, every head bowed, you want to lift up your right hand so I can pray with you. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter how you came in. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. The most important thing is that you take advantage of this opportunity. You may not hear this again until you die. Take advantage of this call. Jesus is calling you. He wants to come into your life and make you complete. Bishop, pray for me. My right hand is up. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. It's because of you that we came here tonight. It's because of you. Don't miss this chance. Don't miss this opportunity. Jesus passed by so Zacchaeus could actually find a way to connect with him. Jesus is passing your way. Jesus is passing this way. Jesus is coming this way. He's looking for you. He's calling you. Don't harden your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Bishop, my right hand is up. Just your right hand. You want me to pray with you? Just your right hand. I want to pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. All over this place, God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to please ask you to come to the front. I want to pray for you. Come. Come. Come for them. My friend, at the back. Come. Come for them. Come for them. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, my friend. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Clap for them as they come. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. Man, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. Oh, don't go. Hey. I'm not finished. God bless you. Clap for them. You want to join them? It's not too late. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your life to Christ. You don't know when you'll die. Give it to him right now. Give your heart to Jesus, guys. Give your life to him. He's looking for you. He will change your life. He will change your life. He will turn your life around. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus tonight.
Come to Jesus.
Clap for them, they are coming. God bless you, son. God bless you. God bless you. You want to come, come. It's not too late. Don't trust in anything you have. Whatever you have cannot save you from hell. It cannot save you from dying. You will die, and you can easily go to hell. Change your mind. Repent. Give your life to Jesus tonight. Jesus is calling you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Leave everything behind and come to Him tonight. Oh, come. We are waiting for you. Let Him have His way. Sing it one more time. I believe there's at least one person who is yet to come.
Come on.
There's one person here. God is calling you. Don't stand there. Come. You don't know when you're going to die. Come. It's your time. It's your day. It's your hour. It's your season. Come to Jesus right now.
Come to Jesus.
Let Him have His way.
Let Him have His way.
Those in front, just close your eyes, lift up your two hands. Close your eyes and lift up your two hands. Wow. Yeah. Don't miss it. I've been preaching here and I've been saying that it's not every church in Guyana you'll be given this opportunity to give your life to Christ. They can talk about baptism, but baptism doesn't change your life. It is confession. You believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth. And the Bible says that you shall be saved. So those of you here in front, I want you to pray. Make this confession with me. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ died for me. I declare Jesus is Lord. I believe Jesus was buried. And I believe on the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead. I believe Jesus is alive right now. And I repent of all my sins. I ask Jesus Christ tonight to come into my heart, to come into my life, to be my master and my savior. From this day forward, I declare I am born again. I declare I am a Christian now. I believe I'm a child of God. And my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.